Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
This is Pastor Don Satterwhite, Calvary Baptist Church, 1015 West 16th Street here in Sedalia. Love to invite you to join us for worship at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Sundays, and then 6 p.m. on Wednesday night, where we have prayer meeting and youth group and children's ministry. Would love to have you be a part of that. It's my privilege to be on the radio this week and to talk about getting started or a fresh start here in the new year. And if we're going to have a fresh start in the new year, one thing we need to do is examine ourselves. When was the last time you had an exam? Maybe for those who are students, you're probably not listening to this anyway. You don't like to have those kinds of exams, but maybe you've been to the doctor lately and you had an exam because you were not feeling well, or maybe it was your annual physical, or maybe you went to the Department of Motor Vehicles or the driver's license office to have an examination. Sometimes those exams aren't a lot of fun, but they're necessary. I mean, what if we didn't have a driver's license? It would be that anybody could drive, and that could be a pretty dangerous thing. But we need to examine our lives and see if what we're doing is really counting, especially as Christians, if it's counting for eternity. In James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14, the Word of God has some very important verses when it says, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? It is like a vapor. It appears for a little while and then vanishes away." I think so many times, instead of saying, "God, what would you have me to do?" we tell God, "This is what I'm going to do, and I want you to bless me." No, we need to consider, what is it that God wants us to do? And in doing that, we need to think about that question: what is your life? It's like a vapor, here today and gone tomorrow. Could you say, if you knew your life was going to end tomorrow, could you say with assurance, "I know that I'm ready to meet the Lord"? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul the Apostle put it like this. He said, "To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." You can actually be sure of that from what I see in God's Word. 1 John chapter 5 talks about the assurance that we have when we examine our life and we examine our faith to determine whether or not we would be with the Lord. In 1 John chapter 5, in verse 10, the Bible says, "Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony, this record in his heart. And anyone who does not believe God has made God out to be a liar, because he has not believed the record God has given about his Son." And then in verse 11 of 1 John 5, he says, "And this is the record, that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So he who has the Son, if they have Jesus, they have life. And he who does not have the Son does not have life. The question is, do you have Jesus? If you have Jesus, then you have eternal life. And he says to those who have Jesus in 1 John 5:13, I am writing these things to you who believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. God says you could know that you have eternal life. Now, if you're sitting here today and you say, well, Pastor Don, I know I have eternal life. Then what are you living for? What is your life counting for? Many years ago when I was a teenager, I heard this motto, and it's been a motto of mine ever since. Only one life will soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. Somebody once said, everything worth living for can be summed up in two words, Jesus Christ. Are you living for Jesus Christ? Are you living to bring honor and glory to Him? One of my favorite verses in the Bible. In fact, I claimed it as my life verse. Talks about living for God no matter what happens. It's in Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. Paul the apostle had been shipwrecked, had been left for dead, had been beaten, had been thrown in jail more times than they could count. And he was getting ready to go to Jerusalem where he was going to die. And in Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, Paul the apostle said this. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. It's not important to me. My only desire is that I might finish the race and complete the task that the Lord Jesus has given me to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul the apostle said, my life isn't important. What's important is that somehow through my life, I show his life. None of these things move me, he said. My life is not what's important. Christ is what is important. I want Christ to be magnified. John chapter 15 and verse 8, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. And he said, in this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, then you will be my disciples. What kind of fruit are you bearing for Jesus? When it comes to the end of your life, will you be able to look back and say, I did all that I could to live my life for the glory of God? You see, I think we're doing it one of two ways. We're either living for ourselves, or we're living for God's glory. Let me challenge you today to live for the glory of God. It'll make the difference of your life really counting for eternity. This is Pastor Don Satterwhite. It's a privilege to be with you here on the radio. Please know that I'm praying for you. Make sure you find your place in church this Sunday. And we'd love to have you at Calvary Baptist Church, 1015 West 16th Street in Sedalia, if you don't have a church home. 10 a.m., 6 p.m. on Sundays, 6 p.m. on Wednesday night. God bless you. Thanks for sharing this time with me on the radio.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to His name. Oh, to declare His loving kindness in the morning and His faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon Him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.